Yes, it is time for the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. I'm Rocco Nucci, joined again this week by the one and only Tom Evans. I believe we will have Sean Bennett back in the house next week, but we will once again turn to that bullpen and welcome in Tom Evans. He'll join me here next segment again on the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Full swing of the wrestling season as, gosh, it almost seems like we're starting to wind things down now, but it seems like yesterday we just got things started around Lorain County. So we'll break down some of the past week's action. We will be joined later on in the program by Keystone Wrestling coach Chris Von Druska. They were very, very dominant in their duels over the weekend as they continue to roll right through that Lorain County League. An impressive year for Coach Von Druska's bunch over there at Keystone, no doubt about it. So we'll hear what he has to say about this wrestling season, wrestling moving forward as a whole, and we'll maybe even get some insight into what Keystone Athletics has going on as a whole. So very excited to talk to Coach Von Druska again. That will be coming up later on in the program. Plenty of other things to talk about as well, but we won't waste any time getting into it. We'll step aside and welcome in Tom Evans. He'll help me break all of it down next right here on the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty, right here on AM 930, 100.3 FM, and we're online at WEOL.com. Welcome on in to the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. I'm Rocco Nucci, joined again this week by the one and only Tom Evans, pinch hitting for Sean Bennett. I do believe we should have Sean back in studio next week, but hey, nothing wrong with a replacement here for the second week in a row. So we'll be talking to Keystone Wrestling coach Chris Von Druska, if I pronounce that last name correctly there. Tom, is that correct? Von Druska?
Yeah, got it there.
There we go. It's always a tough one. Hey, me with the last name Nucci doesn't look anything like it's spelled. I'm used to a butchering of the last names. But nonetheless, we'll talk to Coach Von Druska later on in the program. And Tom, you know, we can actually go ahead and start right there. I wanted to start our conversation talking about Keystone a little bit here. And again, we'll talk to Coach later on in the program. But you know, just looking at Keystone dominant right now through Lorain County League play, and something you were telling me before we started recording here is that they're pretty much through the toughest slate of their schedule already.
Yeah, I think they've seen the meat of the LC8 at this point in time. I think they still have Black River in front of them and possibly Clearview, but based on the scores that they've put up right now, I don't think that I think that Keystone's just going to kind of outman some of those teams. Black River just won two their duels last week to go to 2-2. They're just kind of getting things rolling over there right now. But overall, Keystone's 9-1. Coach Von Druska's got them going right now as well. We're into our third week of the LC8 duels, double duels on Thursdays, and Keystone certainly in the driver's seat right now for the LC8.
Yeah, and we'll absolutely be talking again to Coach Von Druska later on in the program here, what he has to say with the way his Wildcats are wrestling right now. But we did have some action over this past weekend, no doubt about it. Unfortunately, Tom, again, something you mentioned to me before we started recording here, just, you know, unusual this year, different events being canceled, unfortunately. I know the Build East tournament, you said down there in the Akron area, scratched this year. That's normally a good one. But, you know, we still had a good amount of action this weekend. I know the Jesse Campbell tournament was something that a couple of different really good wrestling programs were involved in, Elyria, Brunswick, some others. So, you know, what all happened this past weekend, Tom?
Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about that Jesse Campbell Memorial, and that's in honor of Jesse Campbell, the former Black River heavyweight state champ and head coach at Ashland Crestview. He had been the head coach at Black River for a little bit, too. Jesse lost his life last year in a car accident right in the middle of wrestling season, so it's pretty traumatic on that Ashland Crestview group over there. I know he's very beloved. You know, I knew Jesse for a long, long time while he was wrestling. His dad, Bruce, outstanding official, wrestling official when he officiated, retired from officiating, and his younger brother wrestled over to Larry Catholic for John McNulty, but a great lineup over at Ashland Crestview. You had three teams ranked in the top 10 in the state in Division I. You had Elyria, Brecksville, and Cincinnati LaSalle come up for that, along with Clyde and Ashland Crestview. So that was a heck of a tournament. They did look like they did two pools, and then they brought the winners of the pools out for the championship and the second place teams out for third and fourth. And Larry ended up third place over there, takes them at 13-5 on the year. They lost to LaSalle in the pool go around, 39-33. But to note, over the weekend, Jake Evans got his 100th pin, actually is up to 103 pins, which puts him third in Elyria High history right now behind Ben Darmstadt with 105, and Ben's at Cornell right now, and Kevin Vaux finished with 117 pins, outstanding heavyweight as well for Elyria. So Jake's in some rarefied air over there right now. One other Elyria note I wanted to get, Riley Banyas, their 106-pound female wrestler, went down to the Heart of Ohio tournament, an all-girls tournament, and she ended up finishing second down there. So, you know, girls wrestling in the state of Ohio is making a big move. I helped to work the state girls tournament last year. I know this year they're going to have four regionals and a state tournament. I saw Riley last year, real talented young lady, and a real good showing down there at the Heart of Ohio tournament down in Frederickstown.
You know, girls in high school wrestling is something that myself and Sean Bennett had talked about earlier this year on the show. So let me kind of extend that conversation to you a little bit further here, if I could, Tom. Do you see that starting to move in the right direction? Are we starting to see the numbers improve in that area? And can we see that growth sustain itself over the next couple of years?
Oh, absolutely. It's really kind of taken off. And Ohio is a little bit behind on that. Some of the other states had already sanctioned state tournaments. And last year, the Coaches Association pulled together that state tournament down at Hilliard-Davidson, a great two-day event, fantastic, and that just kind of lit the fire. You know, Miami East, Harrison, the Olentangy schools all have full teams. It was a great weekend of wrestling, and because of that kind of explosion, we're going to see four regional tournaments this year with four qualifying down to a state tournament back down in Hilliard-Davidson again. I believe that's February 14th and February 21st are the dates of that. But just a tremendous opportunity for the young ladies. You know, for a long time they've been kind of fighting their way through, and sometimes breaking the boys squad, but to have the girls have a chance to wrestle other girls is just fantastic. And I said a long time ago, you know, some of the old timers in the sport were really had a hard time with this idea back, you know, 20 or so years ago. And I said to people, I said, this will save our sport. Our sport was under attack, especially on the college level, through a lot of Title IX things where wrestling didn't have a true matchup. By some of the colleges now creating wrestling programs, female wrestling programs, that's a balance for men's wrestling, and that will help our sport overall. Our females that wrestle in the Olympics are high-quality wrestlers, number of world champs there. So I think the future is really, really bright for female wrestling here in the United States.
Well, that's great to hear. And Sean kind of shared that similar sentiment when I asked him that earlier this year. And, you know, you mentioned the Title IX issues there. And that's not the only reason why we're starting to see more girls, I think, on the wrestling mats. And, again, hopefully that's something that can continue to grow moving forward. So as we start to, I don't know, I guess you could say we're winding down the wrestling season, but it almost still feels like we just got things started at the same time. So what all is left on the agenda in terms of big events maybe in this upcoming week?
Well, you know, this last past weekend is, again, with the D's, and we used to go out to the Top Gun Tournament in Alliance. We always looked at that weekend as the weekend to the kickoff the end of the year. That was where I was not always overly concerned about what we did at Christmas tournaments, holiday tournaments. I used this time as the time that we were going to build towards conference and then sectional, district, state, kind of just to see where we're at, see some competition. I think the nice part about that was this was a time of year that you would see schools go to different places to see some different teams. I know Toledo's had some really high-quality tournaments. Vermilion was up there this last weekend up at the McCumber tournament and on Rossford, just to see some different competition, to maybe catch some other state-level competition outside of your own area. Sometimes the problem is you end up wrestling the same kids over and over, week in, week out. You know, with like the LC8, well, they'll wrestle duels and double duels right now. Then they might see somebody from their conference in an open tournament, and then the conference tournament. And you get to the point where you're wrestling a guy for the third, fourth, or fifth time of the year, and it's just not productive for you on the wrestling mat. I think, you know, some of these coaches, and we're going to talk to Chris. I think Chris does a great job of really working their schedule. You know, Eric Burnett does, and Lorain County is in a really unique place where you can go south down to the Ashland area and Mansfield area and get some really high-quality tournaments. You can go out to Sandusky and Toledo, and then you can come into the Cleveland area and pick up some tournaments. So I think the Lorain County teams have an advantage here that they can get to a lot of different places in a pretty quick period of time.
Yeah, no doubt about it. High-caliber wrestling and talent all over the region without question. So we'll leave that one there. As mentioned, we will talk to Keystone Wrestling Coach Chris Vondruska when we get back. Have a lot to talk with him about and his Wildcats dominating right now in the Lorain County League. So that is next right here on the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty, here on AM 930, 100.3 FM, and we are online at WEOL.com.
Welcome back on in. It is the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, as always presented by Century 21 at Deanna Realty. I'm Rocco Nucci. He is Tom Evans. And we have another guest at this segment in the form of Keystone Wrestling Coach Chris Vondruska. Coach Vondruska, thank you so much for setting aside a couple of minutes on what I'm sure is a very busy day for you. How are you doing today?
Excellent. Can't complain. Thanks for having me, guys.
Chris, great talking to you. Chris, talk to me a little bit about your journey to become the head coach at Keystone.
Yeah, it was. It had some zigs and zags in it. So after I graduated from Hofstra and Ohio State, I put myself out trying to get a job in coaching wrestling, and I was lucky enough to get an alternative license in North Carolina and start my career down there. And then we had some little ones, and it was time to come back. And my wife landed a job before me, and I was lucky enough to land this great job at Keystone. It's really, really great place that I really never knew, but it's really kind of close to home, only about a half hour away from where I grew up in Bay Village. And this is my sixth season here, and I love it.
Chris, talk to me a little bit. I think you inherited some pretty high-quality help when you went out to Keystone, some people that have been around the program for a long time. Talk to me about your assistants and the program when you took it over to where it is right now.
Yeah, super fortunate to have the Piecrafts, be in the face of our program still. They've been around the program for over 20 years. Jimmy's a Hall of Famer here at Keystone, three-time state placer. So he's around my age, and he helps out a lot. He works a full-time gig, so you know how that is. Sometimes can't come to all the practices. But Jim Piecraft, senior, he comes to every single practice. And right around this time of the year is when he kind of takes over the practices, and I get on the mat with some guys and work on positions and wrestle live. I'm still that coach that's crazy enough to get on the mat.
Yeah, I got a bum knee, so I probably went a year or two too long with that, Chris. And actually, one of the all-time great wrestling moms as well. I still remember being at a tournament and early in the season, and I was talking to Mrs. Piecraft, and she was kind of filling me in on some of the summer wrestling. And one of the other coaches said, "Who's that?" I go, "Listen, she knows more about what goes on during the summer in wrestling than you can shake a stick at." And just a really great wrestling family.
Absolutely, super dedicated, just like my parents were. I remember seeing them at every tournament we would go to. Jimmy and I were never the same weight class. He was always a little bit bigger than me, and his brother was a little bit younger than me. So, but we'd see each other at the work at the tournaments and stuff, and they were at everything. And that's kind of what you had to do to get where get to be a three-time state placer like Jimmy was.
Good stuff. Hey, you're in the driver's seat in the LC8 right now, sitting 4-0 in duels, 9-1 overall in duels. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about this season, as crazy as it's been. I know that you guys are kind of doing some scheduling on the fly, but just talk to me about the Keystone wrestling team this year.
Yeah, we're actually 12-1 in duels. We got three duels on Saturday at Northwestern, so we beat Northwestern, St. Paul, and Worcester this weekend to move to 12-1. The LCA conference is a really, really tough conference that is dealing with some really, really tough stuff. I think we wrestled Firelands this past week, who had 10 people out, and Columbia probably had another 5 to 10 people out. We were kind of healthy. We only had one guy out. It's going really good. We have five seniors that lead the team, and of those seniors, four of them have been with me all. This is their sixth year with me, so we practice middle school and high school together. So I get to kind of get my hands on them a little bit as well. So I've been with those guys for this is our sixth year, and it's been quite a journey. And our other senior, Ryan Healy, he joined as a sophomore and just kind of stepped right in our lineup, and is a great leader for our team. And we have probably one of the best freshmen maybe that we've ever seen in Tristan Green. He's kind of like, Jimmy was coming up, just super experienced, been to everything, was a junior high state placer as a seventh grader, didn't get to go to the state tournament as an eighth grader, was really looking forward to it. He's having a great year, and his brother Cody Green is having a great year. So it just overall, just a lot of experience from top to bottom.
I see there's a couple other familiar names in there for me. I want to get a little love to them. You know, Bariswell, he's been around forever. And also fascinated with the heavyweight, with Luke Moore, and maybe the strongest weight class in the conference might be heavyweight, looking at, you know, Black River's got Blake Owen and Columbia's got a quality heavyweight. Talk to me a little bit about those guys.
Yeah, so, Luke has seen the Owen kid for a while now. I think you know, they've wrestled maybe about a dozen times, and they've mixed results. So Luke got him at the conference tournament. He got us at the duel last year, and he got us at the duel again this year. So that's going to be a battle every time. Nick Bariswell is having his best year ever. He's 11-2 right now, and he's wrestled everywhere from 160 down to 145. So we kind of had to bump some guys up throughout the year. And it's going well, really well.
Outside of the LCA, where do you go the rest of the season? What else do you guys? Anything big on the schedule?
Yeah.
Or
huge events here. We go to so we'll have our conference tournament, our conference meet this week Thursday against Clearview, because Brookside is quarantining their whole team. So we'll just have one match for senior night, and we have West Holmes. It's five duels that we're going to get. So we have seven duels this week. West Holmes duels are crazy competition. So it's Indian Creek, West Holmes, Carrollton, Medina Highland, and Medina Buckeye. So those are some hammer teams that we'll see. So that'll be probably our best event that we'll see this year so far. And then 2 weeks after that, we go to what was supposed to be the North Coast Classic at Independence. So that's a 16-team event. I don't know if it's duels or how they're going to run it, but they're pretty organized over there, and we're excited for that. And then we have our conference tournament at home on the 13th, and then sectionals, where we're still trying to figure out when we're going for that. So.
Chris, just one last thing. Talk to me a little bit about, you know, things are just exploding out at Keystone. The football team done a great job the last 2 years. The basketball team on a roll. Softball's always been tremendous. The school is growing, getting bigger all the time. You guys are a solid Division II school. Talk to me about the future of Keystone Wrestling and Keystone Athletics.
Yeah, you win with people, right? As
right.
Woody Hayes said, we got some really, really great people. And you know, really great parents, and that make really great kids. And every single one of those programs that you mentioned have phenomenal coaches that have phenomenal work ethic and great character that they share to their athletes and program builders. You know, Jim Piazza, he's the man around here. He's built quite a program. In the softball community, everybody knows him. Coach Holzhauer and I teach right next to each other. He's the basketball coach, who does a phenomenal job, and Coach Griswold is the middle school coach for our wrestling team and does a phenomenal job being the head coach for the high school team. Our athletic director, our principal, our superintendent, just phenomenal supporters. They're yes people. You know, we ask them for something, and they try to make it happen, and they're doing everything we can. And you know, we had to shut down maybe for a week, which is crazy. Most programs had to shut down for multiple weeks and stuff. And it's been really great, and we've been really fortunate to keep everybody healthy, as well as keep practice going and keep competitions going.
Well, that's outstanding. Well, good luck the rest of the way, Chris. And I'll be keeping an eye out for the Keystone wrestlers as we head down towards tournament time here.
Thanks for all you do, and tell Sean I said hi.
Absolutely.
And there he goes, Keystone Wrestling coach Chris Vondruska, kind enough to join us here on the Wrestling Recap Show. Fascinating what they've been able to do over there at Keystone, and I love that ending portion of your guys' conversation there, Tom, talking about, you know, Keystone, not just in wrestling, not just in softball, not just in any one particular sport, but as a whole, really on the rise athletically and academically, you know, just as a whole, really on the rise as a school district.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of positives heading down to Keystone, a beautiful new high school and middle school down there. The athletic facilities are second to none, and and then you throw some great coaches into the mix and supportive administration, and you get what you get at Keystone. And you know, Coach Grizz, I love Coach Grizz down there, and Chris has done a great job. I watched him from a distance a little bit, but a lot of real positives going on at Keystone right now.
Yeah, no doubt about it, no doubt about it. And again, you can re-listen to our conversation with Keystone Wrestling Coach Chris Von Driska over at WEOL.com when we get the wrestling show uploaded. So that will do it for this week. Tom, it was a pleasure. Not sure exactly how next week is going to work out, but if this is it for this dynamic duo, I've enjoyed our time together, man.
Thanks, Rocco. Much appreciated.
Yeah, you got it. And again, that will do it for this week's Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, presented by Century 21 at Deanna Realty. For Tom Evans, I'm Rocco Nushi. Have a great night, everybody. We'll see you next week.